सुबन वाले बाबा ओ मीठे प्यारे बाबा, तूने प्यार जो दिया है, तूने प्यार जो दिया है, भला कैसे
mother is watching a gathering of holy swans.
Holy hearts.
Every child is a holy swan. You always keep on churning the jewels of knowledge in your mind.
Come here.
The work of
Churna,
a holy swan, is
Jnana Ratna ka Manan,
to throw away the stones of waste and pick up in the jewels of knowledge. Each jewel of knowledge is so valuable. Every child has become a mine of the jewels of knowledge. You are always overflowing with the jewels of knowledge. Today, Bap Dada was checking one thing in particular of the children. What was that? The easy method for inculcating knowledge and yoga is to obey Bap and Dada and move forward. to be obedient of the Father as well as of the teacher and the Sadguru. To be obedient with all the three forms means to become an easy effort maker. Because Baba instructs in all the three forms of his. Baba instructs through all his three forms, right from Amrit Vela till night, at every moment. For every moment, for every task, instructions have been given. If you according to the instructions, you will experience any difficulty or any labor. All the instructions for every moment in thoughts, words and actions, for all three the instructions are very clear. You don't even have to think whether you should do this or not, whether this is right or not. There is no need to work hard on thinking about that too. God's instructions are always the most elevated ones. Therefore, all of you Kumars who have come here, have formed a very good gathering. each one of you, after becoming Baba's child, made a promise to Baba, didn't you? Have you made a promise to Baba? And all the Kumars are raising their hand. So which is the first promise you made to Baba when you became Baba's child? You said, Baba, this body, mind and wealth, all that which belongs to me, though you don't have that much wealth, that is, Kumars don't have that much wealth, but still, whatever you have, you say, Baba, all that belongs to you. Did you make this promise? And all the Kumars raise their hand, wave at Baba. Good, you're waving at Baba, you're raising your hand. Good. Is this promise firm? Have you... have you made a promise that Baba, this body, mind, wealth, all relationships, everything is with you, is yours? Have you made that promise too? And again the Kumars wave at Baba. So, body, mind, wealth, relationships all belong to you, that is to Baba. This is your promise, then what belongs to me? So if all belongs to Baba, then what belongs to you, and does anything belong to you? So what actually exists in life? Body, mind, wealth and relationships. So if all these four things are surrendered to Baba, then what remains with you? Have you surrendered all the four to Baba? And again they wave their hand. What about those who are leading a household life? Have you surrendered all the four to Baba? Have the Madhuban Nivasis surrendered all the four to Baba? Raise your hand. All the four. Don't clap, just raise your hand. You have to be, you have to learn to be peaceful. So have all the Madhuban Nivasis also surrendered all the four? Are you firm in that? And they nod. They too wave their hands. Now, if the mind belongs to Baba, it means it's not mine, isn't it? Or do you say, Baba, this is my mind and I have to use it according to my feelings and my thoughts, is it? Does the mind belong to you or does it belong to Baba? And again, they wave their hand, that means to say it belongs to Baba. Okay, if it belongs to Baba and you're just a trustee of it, which means that it's no more yours. It means it's someone else's property which you are holding as a trustee, is it not? But then how do you use your mind? Do you use it thinking it to be yours? Especially when you say, my mind is very confused today. My mind is having so many these thoughts today. My mind is fluctuating. But once you say it's no longer mine, it's Baba's property, then if it's not your property, how can you say it's mine and say my mind is saying like that? If you say it's my mind, it is like interfering in someone else's property, is it not?
Maya.
The doors or gates of Maya are I and mine. That neither the body is yours, which means that how can the I of body consciousness come in you, nor is the mind yours, then how can you say mine, mine? Is it Baba's or is it yours? Does it belong to Baba? Are you sure? And again the Kumars wave at Baba. Or is it that you say something else and do something different? When you say it belongs to Baba and you accept it to be belonging it to you, is it like that? Therefore, remember your first promise. Then what will happen? Neither will the I of body consciousness come, nor will the thought of mind come. Therefore, Baba's instructions are, consider your body to be God's property, your mind to be Baba's property. They are not yours. Then will you have to labor? If any weakness comes, it is because of these two words, I and mine, me or mera. Me is I, mera is mine, I and mine, me or and mera. So neither is the body yours, which means there is no body consciousness, nor is the mind yours. In your mind, whatever thoughts come, if you are obedient, then what will your thoughts be like? Because what are Baba's instructions? Baba says, children, think positively, have good wishes for everyone, create thoughts of good wishes. Does Baba give the instruction of creating waste thoughts? Does Baba say that? Create waste thoughts? Is this his instruction? It's not, is it? Is it? If it is not, then you and you, if you still have waste thoughts, it means that you do not bring Baba's instructions into practice. Therefore, always remember one word, one sentence, I am God's obedient child. Remember this. I am God's obedient child. And then think, is this God's instruction? An obedient child always remembers. Or an obedient child is always remembered by the father. He's automatically loved by the father. And he is always close to the father. Therefore, check. Whether I am close to the Father, whether I am obedient, you can remember at least one word at Amrit Vela, can't you? It is, who am I? Am I an obedient child? Or am I obedient sometimes, but at other times? I stay away from the instructions. Bab Dada always says, if you remember even one relationship, for example, just Baba as father, if you remember even that relationship and say Baba, not just in the form of a mantra like the Bhagat say Ram Ram Ram, and you also say Baba, not in the form of a mantra, but it should be from your heart, Baba. And before performing, ask, you should think, what are Baba's instructions for the body and the mind, or for the wealth too? The Kumars may have even very little wealth, but as Baba has given the directions that this is the way you have to keep the account of your, of the money you have. Have you then kept your account in that way? Or do you use your money in any way you like? Every Kumar should know how and when to use his wealth. He should be able to balance it properly. How to use his body, how to use his mind, how to use his wealth. There should be a proper account of everything. When you dadis, Baba is addressing to dadis, when you dadis give classes on dharna to them, you tell them, don't you, how to use the wealth, in what way to use the wealth. Do the Kumars know how to keep the account of wealth? Do you know it?
Do you know where to use the wealth and where not to use the wealth? That means a few rays, not all. That means you don't know. Now more hands stood up. There are many new Kumars in this gathering. Therefore, you have to tell them. What they are supposed to do, then they will become carefree. They will not feel it to be a burden. Because your aim, the aim of Kumars is to remain light. This is your aim, is it not? You are to become double light. This is your aim, is it not? To become double light. You want to come number one first, is it not? And all the Kumars raise their hand. They want to come first, number one. So, along with your aim, the qualifications are also needed. If the aim is high and the qualifications are not likewise, how can you reach your aim? It will be difficult to reach, won't it be? Therefore, whatever directions are given by Baba, they have to be kept in your intellect, and then do the acts, and then you have to do the acts. Baba has explained earlier also that the most important treasures of Brahmin life are your thoughts, time, even your breath is very invaluable. Not even one breath of yours should go waste. It is not a common breath. They say in bhakti, in every breath, you have to remember your God. So not even one single breath should go waste. Therefore, there are already the treasures of knowledge, virtues and powers, but then you have the treasures of thoughts, time and breath. These three treasures have to be used according to the instructions and be made worthwhile. Therefore, you have to check whether they are being used in a worthwhile way and not being wasted. Because if they are wasted, it means that there is no accumulation. And it is only at Sangam Yoga when you can accumulate. Whether you want to attain a high status in golden age or silver age, or to become a worship worthy God of copper age and iron age. For all that you have to accumulate now at Sangam Yuga. Therefore, according to that, you should think how important this little life of this little Brahmin life of Sangam Yuga is. Every breath, every moment, every thought of yours in this life is so invaluable. Therefore, do not become careless in it, with it. Don't while them away like that. Days come and pass by, pass away. It's not that the day has passed and it's gone, but every day, each day is such in which you have accumulated a lot. This is what it should be. Whenever waste thoughts come or whenever you waste time, at that time, do not think, oh, doesn't matter, 5 minutes wasted is not much. No, you have to save even that. Nature is so fast, quick in its work, is it not? See how fast it's doing its task. It is showing its games in some form or the other, in some places, here and there. But you Brahmin children are the masters of nature. And what is the game you have to play? You have to play the game of being in a flying stage. That's it. You have only one game to play, to be flying. Nature is showing its different games, but you Brahmins have to show the game of flying. Are you doing that? Are you showing that game? Are you playing that game? Someone wrote a letter to Baba, writing all the news of Orissa. Baba, this happened, Baba, that happened, that happened, that happened. So Baba asks, okay, you saw the game of nature, didn't you? But now, Bab Dada is asking you, asking all of you, did you just watch the games of nature? Or did you or were you busy in your game of being in a flying stage? Or you just gave news? Of the turbulence in nature, the upheaval in nature. Well, news you must have heard, but the amount of interest you have in listening to the news of these upheavals in nature, to that extent, do you also have the interest of experiencing a flying stage yourself? playing that game of flying stage, see, with Baba's help, many children who are incognito yogis felt a lot of help from Baba. But those children who were busy in their elevated task as well as remained as detached observers of everything, they experienced at that time that how everyone came to help them, whether it was the government or whether it was the social workers there, all came to help them. And even the Brahmin souls helped them by sending them vibrations of peace, love, happiness. And thereby did their divine task of creating a powerful atmosphere. Just as the government helped in a physical way, some countries helped in their way to Orissa. They started announcing immediately that this country has given this much for Orissa, that country has given that much for Orissa. But then Baba is wanting to know whether you Brahmins also did your task of helping them by sending vibrations. You also should remain alert. To give physical help is also necessary. In that, Baba will never refuse, will never say no to it. You should help physically too. But along with that, the main task of Brahmin souls, which is in the cooperation of that which no other souls can give, and that help is in the form of giving powerful vibrations. And for that, did you become alert and give that? You have to give that, is it not? Or do they need just clothes and food? That's all what they need. Is that all what they need? The first and foremost thing is they need peace of mind. They need strength to face that situation. Along with physical help, spiritual, subtle help can be given only by Brahmins and none other. Actually, what you saw was nothing, it was only a rehearsal. The real thing is still to come. So, the rehearsal is being shown to you by Baba as well as by time. Therefore, whatever powers and treasures you have with you have to be used at the right time. Do you know how to use that? Are all your powers stored with you? Are all the treasures stored with you? Do you know how to use them? Do you know how to use them? So they wave again and say, "Yes, Baba." So you are raising your hand very well. It's very good. Now you have to show everything in a practical way. You have to listen and watch as a detached observer as well as help them. And then at the end, ultimately, when the real thing will come, because Baba said earlier this is only a rehearsal, so at the end, ultimately when the real thing will come, at that time you have to become detached observers and fearless. You have to watch everything and also play your best roles. Which part? The part you have to play at the end is the part of a bestower. You have to become bestowers and give. What the souls need. So are you master bestowers? You have to accumulate the stock. As much stock you will have with you, that much you will be able to become bestowers as well. Till the end, will you accumulate only for your own self? If you do it only for yourself, you will not be able to become bestowers. If you wish to claim a high status for many births, then you have to become bestowers. Otherwise, it will not be possible for you to attain a high status. So the first thing is you have to accumulate the stock of good wishes and pure feelings. Keep these treasures with you all the time. Let them be overflowing. The treasure of good wishes and pure feelings should be overflowing in you, along with that you should be able to give any power or any virtue to anyone who needs it. That is, you should be able to give away any treasure whenever the need is. At this time, in your you have to pay more attention in your efforts. Become bestowers and help the world. You have been told what effort you have to make for that. Right from Amrit Vela, you should think that I am an obedient child. I have received instructions for each action. Even for waking up, for sleeping, for eating, for every action I do. Also, how to become a karma yogi, for that too, I have been given instructions. That's what you have to think. To become obedient means to become like the Father. Follow Srimat only. Neither follow Manmat, that is the dictates of your own mind, nor Paramat, or dictates of others. Let there be no addition in the dictates of God. Sometimes Manmat, sometimes Paramat shouldn't be there, because if it is there, then you'll have to work harder. It won't be easy, won't become easy, because Manmat and Paramat, Manmat means dictates of your own mind and Paramat dictates of others, will not make you or allow you to fly. Because Manmat and Paramat create a burden, and a burden can never make you fly. Srimat makes you double light. To follow Srimat means
sage.
To follow Srimat means to become Bap Saman easily.
Srimat ke aage koi bhi
in front of Srimat, no situation can bring your stage down. That is, if you are following Srimat, no situation will bring your stage down. So do you know how to follow Srimat? And again the Kumars raise their hand. Now what will the Kumars do? You received an invitation and you felt honored, no, didn't you, that you got invitation from Madhuvan. See how beloved you are.
So
Now, what will you do after this? Will you act accordingly, that is, give a response to what Baba has said, or once you are back, you will forget everything of this place? Here you are having a good time. Here you are free from the attack of Maya. Is there anyone here who in Madhuban too is facing Maya? Anyone who's still facing Maya here too? That is, he has to labor here as well. Anyone? No one raises his hand. You're not raising your hand in this? You are safe, this is why, is it? Bab Dada also is very happy. The time will come for the youth group to even the government's attention will be drawn towards it. But when will the government's attention be drawn to the youth group? Only when you become obstacle free yourselves. Who is called destroyer of obstacles? Hanuman is called Vighna Vinashak, destroyer of obstacles. This morning, I think yesterday, Baba's Murli came, so Baba is asking, who is called destroyer of obstacles? Hanuman. It is the memorial of you youths, is it not? Nobody should be able to dare to attack you. Then you will be called destroyer of obstacles. Let the obstacle be destroyed, but no obstacle should be able to attack you. In Hindi, they are rhyming words. Attack is var and defeat is har. So it should be defeated. It should not attack you. So are you all destroyed of obstacles? And again they raise their hand. Or will you go back and write, Dadi ji, I was so good, it was so nice in Madhuban, but once I've come back, I don't know what has happened to me. Hope you won't write that from your places. No, you should write the good news. I am okay. I'm very good. Baba, I am a destroyer of obstacles. Write only one sentence, that's enough. Don't write long letters. Just write, I'm okay.
Lamba patro. Likhne mein bhi aapko sharam aayega.
If you write a long letter, then even you'll feel ashamed to write, won't you? You'll be ashamed to, no? When you'll be writing that long letter, you will wonder what to write, how to write. Many children say, Baba, we want to write our accounts, but the moment we think of writing of the account, on that very day, something happens and I don't get the courage to write. But why did that thing happen? Does it mean that you do not possess the title of destroyer of obstacles? Baba says, by writing, by telling to Baba, half of that will finish. You will be benefited. But let it not be a long letter. Write, okay, I'm okay. Even if you make a mistake sometimes, the next day, pay special attention and become a destroyer of obstacles. Finish that obstacle and then write to Baba, I'm okay, Baba. Don't write a long story. Baba, this happened, that happened. Baba, this one said this, and that one said that. These are big stories of Ramayana, you know, don't write them. There is only one word in the path of knowledge, and that one word is okay. O means Baba. Baba is round. You have seen Baba, no? Baba is round, round. And K means your kingdom. So okay means you remember Baba and you remember your kingdom. That's why okay is okay. Okay is good. This one word contains everything. So what will you do now? Will you write okay? And after writing okay, don't post your letter every day because then the expense of postage will increase. Write okay and then give it to your teacher. Then the teacher will write on one paper after write the result after 15 days or 1 month. So don't spend money on postage. You have to save money, you know? Because, you know, if you all start writing letters, you know how much post will come here, how many letters will come here? Therefore, do shortcut of everything. Write every day, no doubt. And let your teacher take your slips and she will total the amount and write on one paper to Madhuban. How many are okay and how many are not okay? It's easy, is it not? If you don't know to write English, to write O and you at least will know to write, you will write, know to write okay, no? No, okay. If you don't know English, you can at least write that. If you can't write in English, then at least write in Hindi. Theek or not theek? Nahi theek or theek? You can write in Hindi or English, Baba says. Then what will be the result? What will be the result of the youth? It will be okay, okay by everyone. Okay, okay by everyone. And again they raise their hand. Or will you write, Baba, when I went back, you know, this happened, Baba, that happened. Don't write such things. Youth should show wonders so that everyone says that the youth group is number one group. So now did you get a special meeting? see, when you come with your groups, you're not made to sit in the front. Some sit somewhere, some sit somewhere else. But here you're sitting right in the front. So first, you are sitting in the front rows. Don't forget the love and the power you receive here. Even if something happens, remember the refreshment you received in Madhuban. Will it be like that? Will you do it? Those sitting, youth sitting at the back, is everything okay? Baba will see. The whole Brahmin family's eyes are towards the youth at this time. What are the youth doing these days? What will they do in the future? This is what the whole Brahmin family is thinking. Bap Dada likes this program. Are all of you happy? Are all of you happy? And everyone raises his hand. And we said, Baba, good. Therefore, be happy always. Not happy only in Madhuban, but be happy all the time. Bap Dada has told you before too that why some get upset as they move along. It is because some or the other secret of knowledge is forgotten. This is why they get upset. And here the Baba's rhyming word is punning on this word. Upset in Hindi means naraz. So naraz, raz means secret. The one who does not understand the secret becomes upset. But now you have understood all the secrets, haven't you, of Dhyan? So there is no need to get upset. Neither should you get upset with anyone, nor should you allow anyone to get upset with you. Be happy and make happy. It shouldn't be that once you go back to the center and one month the treasure of happiness stays with you, and then after 1 month gradually this treasure diminishes, it finishes. Hope it doesn't happen that way. Will it finish? Will it finish? And they say, no, it will be with you all the time. Will it? Okay. Have you given your body, mind, wealth to Baba? Have you? You have given your heart to Baba too, haven't you? Have you given your heart to Baba? If you have given your heart also to Baba, then your heart is no longer for you. It has to act according to the directions of the Father. The one who already has given his heart to the Comforter of Hearts, he will not give his heart to any souls, will he? He will not give his heart to any souls. That is, or it's like he will not fall in love with any human beings. Baba is saying that. That means he will not give his heart to human beings. Therefore, with your attitude, with the hope you won't express your love through your, that love through your eyes or your attitude, or is it, have you given part of your heart to Baba and part of it to souls, have you? No, don't give your heart to human beings. Consider it to be Baba's property. Give that your heart to the Comforter of Hearts. There are many stories of those who give their hearts therefore Kumars, you should remember so whether it's Kumars or those living in households, this is meant for everyone, but today Baba is addressing the Kumars because today is a day for the Kumars. This is why Baba is drawing the attention. Never in the future should a report come or a complaint come from the Kumars or about the Kumars. You should say that this heart belongs to Baba, so how can it be given to anyone else? If someone's vision or attitude is weak, that means his heart is weak. And if someone's heart is weak, he should make it strong here. In that, will you say, Haji? And they again raise their hand, it means yes. Or will you go back and say, Baba, what could I do? Circumstances were such. Let anything happen. As you have already promised with Bap Dada, you have promised to Bap Dada that Baba, come what may, let the difficulties come, let any situation arise, let anything happen, but we surrender our body, mind, wealth to you. So keep up to your promise. To make a promise to Baba. It is a pledge in front of God. Remember this, you are not making a pledge in front of any human being, but it is in front of God. To make a pledge or a vow in front of God is a very big thing. And once that is done, it should never be broken.
Shut up.
never forget the pledge made for you, made by you for this life. And now Baba continues to give Drishti. Baba continues, now all of you, for a minute, ask your heart, and then Baba remembers that you have already given your heart to Baba. He says, anyway, though you have given your heart to Baba, but still for 1 minute, make a promise to Baba in your heart. Baba, I will become the destroyer of obstacles. I will become obedient all the time. I will remain obedient all the time. I will become destroyer of obstacles. Now make this promise in your heart, and again there is pin drop silence in the hall, with over 15,000 Brahmins sitting in this hall. There is pin drop silence as each one is doing self introspection and promising in the heart to Baba, Baba, I will become a destroyer of obstacles. I will always be your obedient child. With over 8,000 Kumars who have come for this bhakti, which started today, that is 15th, 16th, 17th, 3 days. There is bhakti, and all the Kumars are made to observe complete silence. Since morning, they are in complete silence and will remain for 3 days. This morning, Dadiji gave a very powerful class to all the Kumars and made them promise to be silent completely for 3 days. This made the whole atmosphere of Shantivan so powerful. Even with thousands of souls around, there was silence everywhere. The hall looks very beautiful today because the arrangement is different, and the plans are such that at the end of the murli, Baba will come down from the stage and will go to the Kumars in a U shape and give Drishti to all the children sitting in the hall, and will even go right to the back of the hall. That's the plan. And again, there is pin drop silence. About 125 double foreigners are in the gathering. And Baba continues, did all of you make a promise? And all raise their hand. Each one made a promise in his heart, and to make a promise in front of Baba means to get so much strength from Baba too, because if we keep the courage, Baba gives the help, and Baba continues to give drishti. This is the real help from Baba. And Baba says, "Acha, okay." Oh, Baba's remembering double foreigners. The double foreigners too sitting. Raise your hand, please. All the double foreigners. Raise your hand. There are about 125 of them. Very good. All of you are also very happy to see the double foreigners, aren't you? I was asking the Kumars and the Kumars to raise their hand. They are so happy to see the double foreigners. See how happy everyone is to see you double foreigners. Why is Baba so happy to see double foreigners? Because in the drama at Sangam Yug, double foreigners have a very good part of revealing the father. At Sangam Yug, double foreigners have a good part of revealing the father. Baba says, Baba says, double foreigners have revealed one title of Baba. First of all, first Baba was the benefactor of Bharat, but now he, in a practical way, he is the world benefactor. So you have proved one of Baba's titles. That is, you have become instrumental for that. Whenever new souls in foreign lands come to Baba, they are of course the Kalpa old children, and when they come, Baba watches the wonders they do. Baba sees their specialities. Baba talks a lot about the philosophy of Bharat, which the double foreigners don't know at all, like what is Hanuman and what is Ganesh, what is Ramayana, what is Bhagavad, what is Bhakti. They don't know anything of that. But because they are of the last kalpa, they catch everything very easily. Therefore, their catching power is very good. They they understand everything very well because they have one speciality. It is that whatever they hear, they experience that too. They don't rely only on listening, whether it is the experience of peace or whether it is the experience of the experience of joy or the experience of selfless love. But any type of experience they do get, and that transforms them. Therefore, Bap Dada keeps watching the wonders double foreigners do and keeps praising the children by saying, "Wah, my children, wah." These days, all the news which comes from foreign lands is filled with service news, and everyone has great enthusiasm for service there. The only thing needed is a little bit of more balance between remembrance and service. But even then, they have great enthusiasm for service. And in this way they are moving forward with that enthusiasm. One more speciality they have too. They are very honest. They do not hide any weakness in them. They have a clean heart. This is why they make up for any loss. Did you hear double foreigners? Did you hear? And the double foreigners raised their hand. Baba keeps singing the song of the praise of you by saying, "Wah, my children, wah." So in a general way, double foreigners are meeting personally now with Baba. Aren't you now meeting personally? This is like a personal meeting with you. So it is in the Murli. See how the double foreigners cross all the circumstances, situations and reach here. Bap Dada keeps seeing that how majority of the double foreigners come every year to Madhuban. Bharatvasis might miss, but double foreigners don't miss even one single year. They say that they think that they have to come under any circumstance. See, even the Russians, in spite of not having that much money, but still they come in such big groups. So double foreigners are very courageous. This is why Bap Dada is giving yaad, pyar and congratulations to each double foreigner. It's okay. You raise your hands. Wave at Baba. Yes. Baba is nodding his head too, acknowledging your wave. The teachers are sitting here, double foreigners. There is Sister Kala of New York, Sister Lata, Sister Rajni, Sister Meera. You got a chance this time. You get a good chance of staying longer in Madhuban and serving here. Papa is telling them. Kala, Lata, Rajni and Meera. They are here, and Vedanti Ben is here too. So this time is Gujarat, which is serving this group. So many have come from Gujarat. They are raising their hand. There are so many from Gujarat. All the Sevadharis of Gujarat, raise your hand. They are scattered all over. This side there are more teachers are sitting in one corner of the hall. Is everything okay with Gujarat? All are free from obstacles. It is good. Even the teachers are very courageous. Whenever Gujarat is called, it says, yes, we are coming, and they come immediately. To all those who say, Hanji, Hanji, yes, yes. We are here. When you say Hanji here, then in the future for many births, others will say Hanji to you. They will obey you. See, Gujarat got the first turn of serving. Dadis feel they have a right over you. When they call Gujarat, Gujarat comes immediately. It is good. Madhuban is also doing very well. Madhuban has five arms. So Pandav Bhavan, Gyan Sarovar, Shanti Van, you know, Sangam Bhavan, Museum. So Baba is saying, yeah, five arms, and the fragrance of all that has reached Baba. They have sent their charts to Baba. You know, the other day Dadiji gave a class to all the Madhuban Nivasis, and in which they were made to write a chart, and they wrote a chart and gave to Baba.
बच्चों के नजर से देखते
Bab Dada sees all of you as his obedient children, as you have obeyed Baba. You got a task to do, and you became ever ready and did it. And for that, congratulations. It's good, each one of you has written your chart honestly, very clearly. And Baba is telling Dadi, Dadi, you see all the charts and then give a class. They have written good chart of their stage. Bab Dada is congratulating them. They have written honestly, and the Lord is pleased with the true heart. Baba was again giving drishti for a while, and now he continues. Okay, are all of you able to hear? Those sitting at the back, those sitting very far, are you able to hear? And they are all raise their hand. Everyone is able to hear very well in the hall. All of you are close to Baba, in front of Baba. Not only those sitting here, but even those sitting in their own countries, far away in physical distance, and in spite of time difference being there, you have all come to listen to Baba's Murli. Baba is addressing the centers in foreign lands. Though it's different timings, but still you have come to listen to the Murli and to all the children in different lands who are listening to Baba's Murli today. Baba is seeing them in front of him. You are in front of Baba. The gadgets of science, equipments of science, are helping, you are taking good benefit of these instruments. Today, as Brother Golo was saying, that today video isn't working, it's only audio. And Baba says that all these equipments of science will become more and more refined, and they will help you a great deal. Ultimately, they will come to your use only, and at Sangam too, you are making good use of them. For that, congratulations. Therefore, Bab Dada is telling everyone, to all the children in all the four corners of the world, wherever you are listening to Baba, may you always be obedient. You are Baba's obedient children. You are destroyers of obstacles who follow Srimad easily. who are free from labor, who always fly, who always experience pleasure and fly and make others fly, who are overflowing with all with the treasures, with all the treasures, to such close and equal children. Lots and lots of love and remembrance and namaste. Special blessing to the Kumars. For you are tireless, ever ready, always in your flying stage and remembrance and namaste. Namaste. Special blessing to the Kumars. For you are tireless, ever ready, always in your flying stage to all such Kumars, Bap Dada gives special Yad Vyar.